Xi Jinping says China will stay on the path of peaceful development and continue to pursue a mutually beneficial strategy of opening up. He notes China advocates all issues in the world should be settled through consultations with people around the world. The Chinese president made the remarks when addressing nearly 3,000 deputies in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing at the closing meeting of the first session of the 13th National People's Congress.
China will by no means seek development at the expense of other countries. China's development will not pose a threat to any other country, and we will never seek hegemony or engage in expansion. Only those who are used to threatening others will regard everyone around them as a threat.
He says China will continue to promote the construction of the Belt and Road Initiative and strengthen communication and cooperation with other countries so as to make its reform and opening up policy benefit mankind. The president has also reiterated goodwill in pursuing the peaceful reunification of the Chinese nation.
We should adhere to the One China principle, uphold the 1992 consensus, and push cross-strait relations toward peaceful development. We should expand economic cooperation and cultural exchanges, share the mainland's development with Taiwan compatriots to boost their welfare and promote the peaceful reunification of our nation.
Xi Jinping's remarks comes after U.S. President Donald Trump signed a Taiwan-related bill that encourages visits between the United States and the island at all levels. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the Chinese side has lodged stern representations with the United States over the bill. In his speech, President Xi has said no attempt to split the Chinese nation will ever succeed.
Safeguarding national sovereignty and territorial integrity is the common aspiration of all sons and daughters of the Chinese nation. It is also in the fundamental interest of the Chinese nation. In the face of the greater national interests and historical trend, any actions and tricks to split China are doomed to fail and will face the condemnation of the people and the punishment by history.
He says the Chinese people have the resolve, confidence, and ability to defeat secessionist attempts of all forms. Xi Jinping was unanimously re-elected as Chinese president by nearly 3,000 deputies to the National People's Congress on Saturday. The newly elected Chinese president has vowed to continue performing his duty as a servant of the people.
It is a glorious mission and profound responsibility to take on this great position of the President of the People's Republic of China. I will, as always, faithfully fulfill my responsibilities, empowered by the Constitution, be loyal to the motherland and people, perform my duties scrupulously, do all my best, work diligently, and stay devoted and dedicated. I will continue to be a servant of the people, accept supervision by the people, and will never betray the great trust from all deputies and Chinese people of all ethnic groups.
The president has asked all personnel of state organs to always put the people in the most prominent place in their hearts, always serve the people wholeheartedly, and always work hard for the people's interests and happiness. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.